FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of This Club Is My Club, right here on North Manchester 106.6 FM. I'm your host, Cockers, and on this week's show, we'll be bringing you highlights and reaction from Saturday's league fixture against Basford United. And for all the build-up now, let's hand over to Ben and Woodso at Broadhurst Park.
Welcome, everyone, to non-league day here at Broadhurst Park. FC United taking on Basford United this afternoon. We're about 55 minutes before kick-off.
Are we?
We'll be hearing from Neil Reynolds in a second, you've already heard him.
Hey!
Just little sprinklings of him there. It's a welcome back to Woodso. Welcome.
Well, thanks.
Obviously, we caught up before the Atherton call.
We did.
Match. We spoke at half time.
We did.
Did we see an ending like that?
I didn't see it. Well, I actually thought, considering the circumstances of the pitch and whatnot, for 90 minutes, I thought we were okay. I mean, we said at half time, it was okay. It was to a pretty average side. Second half was pretty much. I think they had one chance where George tipped it over the far end. Don't think they got into our half very much after that. I think it was pretty much one-way traffic. I just couldn't see a goal coming. We weren't creating many chances, and then we get the goal, we equalise, and you think, well, we'll take the draw now. And then obviously Bennett misses that one. And well, I was pretty much in front of it, and it's a simple, it looks a simple finish, and he's just side-footed it wide, you're like, it's not going to happen. And then, like you said, what was it, 95th minute?
That should give us a bit.
You'd have thought so.
A bit of life.
I mean, three last week, three today. I mean, I know I've just heard a sneak preview, and he's talking about mathematically possibles, and we talked last week, we're not going anywhere out of this league. But three today would probably just...
I think that takes us up to 38, doesn't
yeah,
it? 39.
Other teams are not going to win that many games to catch us, so it's a big 3 points today. Against a team we've got mixed results here. I think we've lost once.
We drew at their place, didn't we?
We drew at their place earlier in the season. Yeah. I remember we lost to the big header. And then obviously we beat them a few weeks after because they brought the tape measure with them.
That was years ago now.
I'm still going on about it.
I know, blimey. It is non-league day today.
It
is. FC United of the community team has done a cracking job. It should be a good performance though from FC United. Cause
well, usually.
No, I know that, but there has been a bit of pressure on FC and a bit of a gloom around with injuries and results not going our way and referee decisions and all that usual stuff. Now the pressure's slightly off. It should be a good game today because we have got a good team.
We've said it on here, haven't we? That we have got a good squad and we've got decent players. But for some reason, we don't seem to get a tune out of them enough, and I don't know why. End of the season, we've got a run. I mean, we got a tough run because obviously we got Whitby on Tuesday, and obviously we got Mac and Ashton. We got was it 4 games in 10 days with it being Easter. It's a big run. It's a good chance for these lads to put some performances in. You know, play well today, same again on Tuesday, and then over the Easter weekend, you know, Mac away. And I read something that, you know, whilst we're almost playing for nothing, to a certain, well, we are, apart from the Phoenix, we can have a bit of a say in playoffs because the playing likes of Mark and Ashton and you know a team Hyde who are going for a playoff, we can have a big say in where other teams finish. So there's things for us to play for. But thing is, we're coming to the end of the season, so you've got that. But you've also got players. If some of these lads want to be here next season,
yeah.
You've got to play for your place. So,
just a bit of a pitch update as well. Obviously, you'll know a lot more than we know when this goes out on North Manchester FM on Monday and on the podcast on Tuesday. But the pitch, obviously, the women's team played here on Thursday. It's raining a little bit, but generally, I think the condition of the pitch...
it's looking pretty good.
I mean, the beach bit that was here for the last
looks
couple
all right
weeks,
now. It's bare, but it looks all right.
The light brown road penalty area looks all right.
It's the corner down there. That's the worst part.
Yeah, that's the worst bit. Yeah. We've still got science film kind of landing area for UFOs in the St Mary's Road end, but I think that's by the by. But generally, it looks
all right. I mean, I'm surprised. It looks dry. I mean, it has rained enough. I mean, we had it... I got up at 3 o'clock. I looked out the window and it was... absolutely bucketing down. I thought, well, we're going to struggle here. It's looking all right. You know, if the rain stays off today, it should play okay, actually, by the looks of it.
Now, last question.
Go on.
What are you hoping for today other than 3 points?
3 points. I mean, simple as that. Let's just get, you know, there's a couple lads back from injury on the bench and stuff. And they'll want to come on and stake a claim, you know. I noticed there's a new old player down there who's not registered yet, but he's not involved today. He'll want to get in.
Josh Askew,
which I suppose is on the surface seems weird. But Guy Hall's played every game this season, so at some point he might want to rest. So, you know, we've got a lot who can come in at left back there now. So I suppose if you're checking from an FC point of view, just 3 points and doesn't matter how it comes, like last week, doesn't matter how it comes. From the day that it were on, with it being, you know, like the tickets we've given out and the locals, and hopefully they'll come, you want a performance because they want to see. Actually, it's not a bad. What you don't want to do is a turgid 1-0 win or a 1-0 defeat and go, well, that's a load of old rubbish.
You want to hide 4-0.
You want, or well, ideally 3 points, but yeah.
Or Camel Laird 5-0. Let's up the ante.
You're going for the draws. I might go for a win here.
Paul, has there ever been a 6-0 draw with FC? No, Camel Laird.
No,
Laird's
five, Camel Laird's
we'll
the highest
stop at
one.
5-0. Yeah. That's what we'll do today.
A good game.
Yes.
Will be a good barometer for this football club.
Well, Woods, a big thank you for joining us pre-match. Let's hear the pre-match thoughts now, the FC United manager. Here's Neil Reynolds. Who I caught up with moments ago.
He did.
Well, Neil, big thank you for joining us ahead of the Basford game this afternoon. First is first, positive result last weekend. Should have had a spring in your step this week in training. Has that been the case?
Yeah, it's always nice to win a game. It's always nice to win a game in the last minute. It meant a lot to us. You know, we've had a tough few weeks with, you know, the obviously injuries, the refereeing decisions, etc. And then we turn up at Atherton last week and you're thinking, this is going to be difficult for both teams with the state of the pitch. So to get the winner in the manner that we did, it was great. And it does it. We've had a great Tuesday and Thursday this week. And, you know, it's enabled us to work on a few things. So we're looking forward to another game today at Broadhurst Park. And, we've got some good players back as well today.
I'll come to the team news in a second, but the other thing we have to say as well, I mean, apart from the ending, which naturally makes everyone feel good, the pressure is almost off. I think it was off anyway to begin with, but another win today would certainly, I think, seal the deal with regards to our MPL Premier Division status for next season. Mm. Does that help, subconsciously at least, we can start to enjoy ourselves?
Yeah, I think, you know, people who say they don't look at a league table in an interview, I think they're lying. You know, everyone looks at a league table, and, you know, I look at Basford today, the 2 points above Bradford. You know, they want to win. I spoke to a couple of managers that no doubt come in and park the bus and try and get a point. It's important we get on the front foot and we try and break their shape early. But it does, you know, the 3 points, it does mean a lot. But then you've seen last week Basford go and win in the last minute of the game. So we're not mathematically safe until there's not enough games to be able to catch us on points. So it's important that we continue with that positive, not just last week, I think there's been positive performances. Yeah. The Islands game, you know, it's not all doom and gloom, it's been good. Obviously people sometimes just look at the result, but I look at the bigger picture. So, you know, obviously a win today would give us a bit more breathing space, and you start looking above you then, can you go and catch teams in 12th and 13th position? So, you know, it is good, but I go back to what I said in pretty much every interview, Ben, when we've got a fully fit side and everyone's back out playing and you put their names up on the board, you're full of confidence. And fortunately we just haven't had the opportunity to do that many times this season.
But heading into this game, obviously it's community day and plenty of work gone on behind the scenes with regards to M40 and M9 residents. I mean, we need to put a good show on, don't we?
We don't usually, do we not?
No.
There was
a good one recently. I can't remember if it was Youth United Day or something. We did put on a good display for once.
So, I mean, massive credit to Danny Davis and everyone in the office with this initiative this week, all the people that have helped, you know, distribute the tickets, everyone's got involved in it. But that for me is just a continuation of where the football club is. There's a real buzz around the place, and, you know, this week we had a great football committee meeting led by Nick Boom. There's loads of things going on, and we're just finding our feet. So there's good things happening. Hopefully, out of the 1,500 tickets we've given away, if only a third of that come on today, it's going to add to the attendance and add to our kind of reputation in the community. It's how we keep hold of these people. But in addition to the M40 M9 day, it is non-league day, which everyone looks forward to. And I think I was talking to someone last night at our Jack's football, and he's coming today. He's doing the non-league ground hopping, and he hasn't done Broadhurst Park, believe it or not. So he's coming today. So there'll be people that come along that may not, you know, be regular faces. So it's important for us to put on a show so people really enjoy the day, and then they'll come back again.
Let's talk about the team then. I mean, how's it looking for this game today?
Well, unfortunately, on Tuesday night, we lost Charlie Ennis after about 12, 13 minutes of training. Nothing serious. He's on the bench today, but he just pulled up. Whether or not it was the pitch conditions at Atherton, and, you know, Chessie's body's not getting any younger. So, you know, we've made a couple of changes, but it's nice to be able to have a settled back five again. So we'll go with George in nets, and then you'll have Charlie and Curtis in front of that. Curtis will captain the side in Charlie's absence. And then our two marauding fullbacks in, Joe Ferguson and Guy, who've had quite a bit of responsibility placed on them today, about beating the first man on deliveries, going cold in the final third, right. Don't waste deliveries. We're going to try and get them high and wide today. So that'll be our back five. McLaughlin will sit just in front of the back four, and you know, look at his pass for Bennett's goal last week, he's thinking behind that. He'll play alongside Donoghue and Munro, which will give us drive and energy in the middle of the park and height. And then the front three of Gabidon, Bennett and Gilboy, right. Again, and it was such and go. You know, Buckley's trained for the last couple of weeks now, but I did a session, 20 minute session with him on Thursday, and he just felt a little bit fatigued, so Jordan will come back. He's on the bench today, which is brilliant. Big Jan will be on the bench just to give him a rest, because he hasn't rested since his ankles. Charlie Ennis will be on the bench, Keelan Swales will be on the bench, and then the brilliant news around the football club is that Aaron Morris is on the bench today, and he returns,
right,
after being out for 18 months. So you know, I don't want people to expect that Alzi's going to be able to roll it back straight away. It's going to take him time, but he's trained really well, trained for the last 7 or 8 weeks, so I've got no doubt that his influence around the place will be a massive plus, and hopefully if he does take to the pitch today, he'll get a real good response.
Yeah, that's very positive news. And last question, Neil, you're doing set piece warm-ups, aren't you, today?
Yeah, I've just done them in there. Mike Faulkner's missing this weekend.
Are we going to score some free kicks and corners today?
Well, you could actually, because I got my hands dirty.
I think he says no, but
got my hands dirty Thursday night. You know, we did a few set pieces, so yeah, you know, we've just got through the set pieces. A couple of changes, Bennett will be taking them, but a couple of changes to what we do. You might not see it, it might not come to fruition, so it'll be my fault if it doesn't. But no, you know, we were scoring off set pieces on Thursday night, and we've got a couple of our sleeves, so hopefully, you never know, I'll turn to you if we do score off one.
Good stuff. Well, Neil, big thank you for joining us, and all the best this afternoon.
Brilliant, thanks a lot.
Neil Reynolds there, speaking to me about half an hour or so ago. This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructedCoding.com, and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. FC United taking on Basford United this afternoon, and it's a big welcome back for a little pre-match chat to my friend and yours, it's Stato Paul. Hello.
Good afternoon, everybody.
How are you?
Excellent.
Yeah? This is nice, isn't it? A chair.
I know, it's not like last week.
To be fair, I think the broadcast last week worked pretty well. That was our best one there.
Yeah.
Yes. But we're back here. FC United taking on Basford. What should we know?
Well, This is like the kiss of death already.
Here we go.
Basford have got the worst away record in the division. One win and three draws is 6 points on the road. That's got to change, obviously, from their point of view. Let's hope it doesn't this afternoon.
No, absolutely not.
We've won and two and lost one at home to them, and we're 3-1 ahead in the head-to-heads from 6 meetings. So, generally, we've had the better of it.
And the last time we played one another, it was a draw, though, wasn't it, at their place?
That was 2 goals in the first 12 minutes. Luke Griffiths stuck a penalty away that night. We remember it very well. We conceded after 5 minutes, which wasn't the ideal start.
Obviously, we're coming into this game with a bit of a spring in our step after the closing few minutes last week at Alder Street. That should mean, I think generally the vibe in the squad should be positive after last week.
I think if you look at the fixtures, the run-in, I think this is the last game we play against the side below us, unless things change and we climb the table rapidly. And it, like it's been said already today, it's a great opportunity to put any ideas of jeopardy to bed with 3 points and widen the gap between us and Basford and all the rest who are chasing us.
Interesting stat from your preview, Paul, as well, which is noticeable. I like your comparisons year on year. We're only 8 points worse off than where we were this time last year. That seems quite remarkable, yeah. Really. I mean, the other thing I said to you this, I can't remember if it was last week or the week before, that normally 40 points is the mark you need to get to make sure you're safe. I don't think you need 40 points this year. It's been a weird season, hasn't it, really?
It has. What usually happens is, if a side runs away with the league, you usually find that the teams at the bottom get very few points, in terms of very low points. And I think, obviously, mass demise has changed the picture a bit, because you've already got one nailed on relegation place. So it's compressed the middle of the table up quite significantly.
Yes.
And like we've said all season, a few wins and you can climb. And Renault knows that if we finish strongly, we could finish mid-table. That's a possibility.
Yes.
But after today, to be fair, the games are difficult. We've got Hyde, Geisley, Macclesfield, all involved in the shake-up at the top.
Yeah, Whitby aren't too far
away. And
where
Lancaster might need points.
Yes.
So it's going to be a tricky run-in. But the hope is that we build a bit of confidence from last week. And I think Gabidon and Bennett are obviously our key players up front.
Yeah, I mean, Gabaldon was so good last week, and Bennett was good as well, of course. Interesting, Michael Donoghue starts. Obviously, Charlie Ennis pulled up in training this week. It's important, if we're going to have that positive end to the season, that Donoghue features, I think. We have missed him.
I don't think he'll be 100%. In fact, he's not been 100% for quite a lot of the season now, I think I would be right in saying. But if he can contribute a good hour and create something good, then it's worth having Donoghue on the pitch, because he's got that bit of quality about him.
And he's in a midfield trio this afternoon of Donoghue, Munro and McLaughlin. So there's plenty of competitiveness in that central midfield area, I feel.
And the other thing I should mention, of course, and you know this, is that Basford have been without a manager since
February. Yeah, James Jepson left last month.
And they put a caretaker.
I mean, to be fair, we've seen with Lancaster, we've seen it with Warrington Rylands. You don't necessarily have to name a replacement at this stage.
No.
Just ride on the coattails of that, you know, having a senior player a member of the coaching staff as a manager.
Obviously, at the end of the season, if they go down, the fans will be saying, why didn't we get a manager in? But at the moment, they're slightly above the drop. So at the moment,
2 points ahead of Bradford Park Avenue.
If they keep that status quo, I think they'll be happy with the caretaker situation.
Yeah.
And they've also made a number of changes since we last played them. And interestingly, the two caretakers that are in are still bringing players in willy-nilly. They brought three in the last week. The likes of Kane Richards has come back. They've got a very experienced defender in Nearnold, who's gone into the back four. He's in his 30s, where they thought they needed a bit of experience. So, they've got a good mixture of experience and youth in their team. And I'm sure they'll set us a stiff task, because they're fighting for their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. That's Basford. Just to mention as well, Neil's mentioned it in his pre-match interview there. We've mentioned it a couple of times because he's been warming up for a while now, but Aaron Morris on the bench, 18 months he's been out injured. I mean, he's a cracking player, and it'd be good if we can get him fit over the summer.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say, that I suspect that the game plan is to have him ready for the start of next season. And if he gets any minutes between now and then, it's a bonus.
Yes.
But it's to get him involved in the match day thing, and he's been training hard. And yes, I mean, a great asset to have.
So, FC United today taking on Basford. Do you share the view? Obviously, I think we do share the view that relegation isn't on the agenda, but this would seal it today, wouldn't it, really?
I've never really felt that we've been dragged into the
no.
the battle. I think we've always had that cushion. Even in games, you know, we're run of games where we've not won many.
Yeah.
We've always seemed to win at least one every month, just to prop us up. And the sides below us, to be honest, have not hit any form to suggest that they're suddenly going to burst ahead of us.
I think you could call Bradford Park Avenue and Basford's recent results a decent run of form for teams in the relegation places.
Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
not enough,
but not,
is it?
Not consistent enough.
No. Community day today?
Non-league day. Let's hope that we don't blot our copybook as we always do on these occasions.
We never do well, do we? Well, there's one game. I was saying this to Neil. I think it was the last event day we had, which I can't remember what it was. I think it might have been Youth United Day, although I'm not too sure now. I've said that out loud. But there was a day where we don't do well, and we did. So maybe we can today as well.
Yeah, I mean, we always think back to that great Harwood game.
I wasn't going to go back to that, Paul, but thanks for bringing it up.
Well, it was like, you know, the biggest crowd we could imagine filling a lane, and the game was an absolute, well,
6,000 and odd,
yeah,
wasn't it?
And the game never got going. It was an awful 90 minutes, wasn't it?
And we walked that season. We were so good. We were just after Castles and Gabriel's performance, weren't we? Something really entertaining.
Yeah.
No. Can't have nice things.
No.
Can't do it. But fingers crossed we can do something today. What are you expecting before we hand over to James?
I would like to think we'll take the game to Basford and try and pin them back and put them under lots of pressure. I hope the set-piece training, the practice,
yes.
bears fruit.
This time last year, we did really well. We had a good series.
We had a good series of goals,
didn't we?
Yeah. And one of the key areas, I think, this season and other seasons is the crossing... quality of crossing.
Well, Neil said about the role of Ferguson and Hall, he wants them to beat the first man today.
You can't just bang it into the box. You've got to look for a player. You've got to weigh up before you cross it. Where's this going? Is there going to be anyone there? Because if you're playing it far post and everyone's gone near post, then it's just a waste of time, isn't it?
And on that note, Jordan Buckley is on the bench, so if the crosses are bad, get him on. he'll be able to knock them in.
Buckley's the kind of man that can convert a bad cross.
He can. He can convert any cross, basically. And on that note, that's our little pre-match chat. Big thank you to Statopol. But this is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructedCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. FC United against Basford United here on non-league day in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. And it's time to hand over to your expert commentary team of Statopol, and here's James Quinn.
Thornhill, the skipper, to take this free kick from the right flank. Two in the wall, to be floated across here by Thornhill. A good, promising looking ball, punched out by Murray Jones, then a miss hit, and FC trying to break here with Bennett. That's a great ball for Gabidon. 2-on-1 here. Gabidon, can he slide it across? He's going to go himself, and he puts it over the bar. It's a goal kick. But Lewis Gilboy waits, and he gets an apologetic hand there from Gabidon. There was a moment when the pass was on to Gilboy in the clear, but Gabidon chose to go it alone and put the ball over the bar. Bencinelli plays it back to his keeper, who clears it quickly. Ferguson loses possession, and it's James now through. Real chance. Weak shot, though, kept away by Murray Jones. He had a chance there. Ferguson inside now to Donoghue.
Gilboy went down in the box there.
A bit of rough and tumble there, but Donoghue and Gabidon. Ferguson back to Donoghue on that right flank. That's for Gabidon to Bashu. Gabidon to the byline. Holds it up. Oh, it scores! Oh, what a cheeky goal! Through the near post. Deceived the keeper. He looked as though he was going to play it back. And he suddenly turned, put it on his left foot, and deceived Kieran Preston. And FC take the lead. Well, it's three shots for Dante Gabidon, and it's third time lucky. Good work from him. And FC United into the lead, 1-0.
That was eye of the needle stuff from Gabidon.
He actually did cross it in first time, but he was so quick to have a cheeky shot on his left foot. Very clever.
And that's what you get from a player with confidence. He's a confidence player, and he's in a good vein of form at the moment.
And now Mancinelli wins the ball midfield. Mancinelli, nice square ball, 4-0, first time ball. Good positioning from Johnson, but they got it back now. Kane Richards, Mancinelli just outside the box, right hand side for Basford. Now Jack Waldron loses possession there. Bennett trying to break away. Bennett bursting down the left flank, through there for Gilboy into the box. Gilboy with a shot. Well, there will be a booking, I think, because Bennett was brought down. Referee playing advantage quite rightly. So Thornhill, that's a good looking ball, well won by Jones. Bennett trying to bring it away now. Donoghue out for Gabidon now, and the keeper commits well. That was good thinking for Preston, and he wins the throw.
And the keeper's gone down injured.
Well, good, really quick thinking, decisive work from Preston. He's taken a knock for his trouble. There, and Noel plays it forward. Oliver Jones under a bit of pressure, deep inside his own half, loses possession. Thornhill does well. Thornhill across, and it falls now. Rev James shoots over the bar. As Kane Richards has it for Basford, he plays it behind Waldron on that right hand side. Waldron with a good first time pass, though. Return ball to Kane Richards. It's a good ball. Richards, can he get a ball in? Richards jinking and trying to get in there. Good work from Kane Richards, who plays it across. Thornhill is loose and eventually cleared by McLaughlin. Good work from Murray Jones. The ball is cleared. Gilboy on the left touchline. He's got Bennett behind him. Plays in Bennett now. Bennett 30 yards out, trying to drive in from the left. Bennett driving in. Bennett now. Bennett plays it back now. Shot by McLaughlin. Wide. Nice work from Bennett there, but McLaughlin will be disappointed. He didn't find the target and work the keeper. The Basford skipper plays it through, but it's picked up. And now on the turn is Bennett. Bennett now towards goal. Bennett ghosting through. Bennett, right foot. Oh, he did everything right to the end when he put it over the bar. Beautiful play from Aaron Bennett. But in the end, just got under the ball. And it's a goal kick, and Charlie Ennis will enter the fray. On the turn now, Ryder. Now it falls from Hallam, the other substitute. Hallam, square ball. Mancinelli outside the box. Is Hallam with a shot? Safe save for Murray Jones, shot on target. as Murray Jones plays a long ball out of defence, but it's easily met there by Fenton. Now Guy Hall has it under pressure, plays it forward. Swales takes it neatly on his chest, plays it infield to Ennis now, out to the right flank, Dante Gabidon, twisting, turning, Ennis flicks it in, comes back to Ennis, chance for 2-0, and FC United take an important 2-0 lead. Ennis played the ball in, came off the defender, it was almost like a return pass in effect, and Ennis was alive to it, reacted and played it near post for the second time this afternoon. Preston is beaten at the near post, FC United 2, Paisford 0. 30 seconds of added time to go. Hall down that left flank there. Swales, this could go in. It's cleared off the line, just. And that's it. Well, FC doing what they had to do without playing brilliantly. Great opportunist goal by Adonte Gabidon early on. Shot at the near post. And right near the end, Charlie Ennis with an opportunist finished himself to make it a 2-0 win. FC United getting 3 points further clear of the danger area to safety, really. Not quite mathematical safety, but FC, well, it would take a miracle for FC to be drawn back in now. Paul Hinson, your thoughts?
Well, I think those in the game would say the result today for FC was much more important than any performance. And it's the first time since the end of December they've won back-to-back games in the league. And that's an important fact, because that's the reason why we've languished towards the bottom of the table for so long, in that we've not been able to string results together. Now we've won the last two. We go to Whitby, which will be a very difficult game. But you never know in this game, do you? You never really know what's coming.
Of course, we'll be there on Tuesday night for that game against Whitby. Paul, did we decide who the man of the match was in the end?
Ferguson Edgy.
We thought Ferguson was the man.
Okay.
Officially, it went to somebody else.
It went to Bennett. The sponsor went with Bennett. I think James summed it up really, really well, to be honest, where he said, you know, we got the result, we're out playing brilliantly. That was what this was about today, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, it's about the result. And also the fact that we've got newcomers at the game today, who've actually seen us win.
Yes.
Which hopefully will encourage them to come back, even though it's absolutely pouring down at the moment.
Yeah, over 2,300 here this afternoon. Which
that's a much better attendance than in recent months.
Yes.
And obviously the club have worked hard to try and get people through the turnstiles today, and it's paid off. So I think a pat on the back to the club in general for getting people in the ground to watch this.
And a pat on the back as well for the ground staff, because the pitch was fine, wasn't it, on Thursday? It was fine after the game. It was fine here this morning. But it's really chucking it down now. We're not quite back to square one, but he's got his work cut out for the next time we're here. But we've got a couple of weeks off now, haven't we?
Yeah, that's the good thing. It's not like we're playing again on Tuesday night, which would cause even more damage. But, yeah, I think it was a workmanlike performance today. I think he got the work rate right from the players. I think everybody put a shift in today, you could say. Gabidon flickered up front. Bennett grafted really hard. Ferguson played well up and down the pitch. Oliver was very solid at the back, as was Curtis Jones generally. I think the signs are good in terms of the team in general.
Just going back to Gabidon's goal, it was great tenacity from him, wasn't it? Such good quick thinking. He crosses the ball in, it comes straight back to him, and then instead of going back on his right foot, he goes, well, if I go on my left here, I might score. And he just swung his leg at it, and in it went. It was brilliant, that, from Gabidon, I thought.
Yeah, it was a clever finish from a very clever player. And you can see Gabidon is destined to play at a higher level, there's no doubt whatsoever. He caused Basewood a lot of problems. Because he's two-footed, they didn't know whether he was going inside or outside.
And Ennis, almost the same, really. Again, using his initiative, getting an improvised return pass from the opposition defender and finishing really well at the near post.
Yeah, Ennis has always had that ability to finish inside the box. And he's got the maturity and the quality to kill a game off like that. And I can't say the second goal was coming, but it was certainly welcome.
Yes, it
and
was.
It did really kill the game off beyond that, even with 8 added minutes.
As I said, me and Paul will be making our way to Whitby on Tuesday, and it's a game now I think we can enjoy if we could do that.
There's not so much riding on it for FC, that's for sure, but there's a lot riding on it for Whitby.
Yes. Whitby, I think, won today. Yes, they beat Matlock Town by 5-1. That sees Whitby 9 points from the playoffs with 7 games remaining, so still involved just about, but it's a big game for them now on Tuesday night. Not so much for SC United. We're now 14 points clear of the relegation places. Bradford Park Avenue, who are in that fourth relegation spot, 14 points behind us, with a possible for 15 remaining for them. So we've almost got over the line with regards to Bradford Park Avenue. Basford United are now 12 points behind FC United. They've still got 6 games remaining, so 18 points on the table for them. But Stafford Rangers, that's an interesting one. Stafford Rangers beating Bamber Bridge today by 2-0. That sees them 15 points behind FC United with 6 games remaining. So we're almost at the point where we've knocked Bradford Park Avenue out from catching us, but Stafford Rangers still can, so it's not done yet, but more or less, Paul.
Yeah, we're nearly over the line, and I think the manager will be looking at upwards rather than downwards now for the rest of the season.
So we're going to be joined now by Neil Reynolds. So over to James for the post-match interview.
Hi, James.
Well, thank you, Neil. Ordinary fare in a footballing sense, but you'd have been pleased the way the side got the job done today.
Delighted. You know, it's a really good 2-0 win. I just said to Hursty then, to Michael on the way up, it does make a difference when you've got your players back, and maybe, you know, people recognise that. You know, you look at Curtis Jones today, he's an absolute monster of a centre-half next to Oliver, and, you know, you get your spine back, you get Donoghue back, you get Gabbidon back, who was mesmeric at times, and it was good. James, they've come here to try and get a point today. We had to just keep knocking on the door, but I thought second half we were very, very good.
Defence, you touched on your man Curtis Jones, but generally Charlie Oliver as well, as it seems to have settled in the last 5 or 6 games. Really.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's consistency. It makes a world of difference, and there's been times this season people may forget that, you know, against Radcliffe, you know, we've had to go Charlie Munro, Charlie Oliver as a defensive two. You know, you're not even thinking about Yannon, a big CJ, and you're kind of flipping things around because we can't get our full-back out, so you've got Det McLaughlin there, but all of a sudden we've got this settled back five in George and, you know, Guy and Joe and CJ and Charlie. That changes Tuesday night, James, because Charlie Oliver's not available, but we've got Big Yan who'll go in there, and it's nice we can turn around and you've got quality to go and replace quality, and that's what, unfortunately, we haven't had this season due to a number of injuries, but it's nice when you can do that.
A matter of interest, if you had to give a player of the match, who would you give it?
Munro, Charlie Munro. Okay. If you play a Cam Charlie Munro, the distance he's covered today, the amount of times he's just in the right place at the right time, breaks play up, organises, galvanises, he's coming to, and probably, I've been critical of Chaz, not probably having his best season, but I'm really impressed with a player that we're beginning to develop now.
But that's also about a player who did a lot of things that would go unnoticed to the fans, really.
100%. People wouldn't say, if you don't play a Cam, I mean, I have done, and I spoke to him last night, and I told him the role we wanted him to do. I thought him and Donoghue complemented each other really well, but, you know, interesting, I don't know, I know Aaron Bennett's got man of the match, but there was a number of really good performances today. What pleased me, James, more than anything, I've been asking for sevens and eights all season, and sometimes we've hit a 2 or 3 out of 10, or maybe a 9. I think the majority of the players hit 7 and 8 out of 10, and you see with a clean sheet and three more points.
Actually, that was the match sponsors gave that to,
okay.
And we normally give it to Aaron, we haven't, but we gave it to Joe Ferguson, actually. Okay. We thought that Joe, he's been finding his way, and both his hunger to break up attacks and then to set up attacks, I thought, was a real development. There were a few players we could have given it to, but I think we just edged it because Joe maybe has been had a quiet time, and we felt he was starting to come of age today.
Yeah, and listen, I'm delighted since we brought Joe in. You know, very surprised how he was available, because he was player of the month for Marine in December. We knew he'd lose local in Oldham, and I've spoken to him a few times now, who's at Blackburn. So bringing him in, an out-and-out full-back, it gives you that balance, because you've got a guy all on the other side who's definitely quickly becoming the best left-back in the league, bar none. You know, you've got two really good full-backs, and it reminds me of the Morris and Dodgy sometimes when you've got Ferguson and Hull, you know, going down the touchline. So no, please for Joe, you know, please for Joe, but just please for everybody.
Gabbidon, what a skill, what a delightful player to watch. And if you were saying to him what you wanted to add to take him to the next level, to Dante Gabbidon, and what would you say?
Linney's aggression, Regan Linney's aggression, Regan Linney's heart, Regan Linney. And I say that to him every week. I said, when we went to Atherton last week, who's always the best player at Atherton? Regan Linney. Who's the person that had to turn it on? Regan Linney. And he's no different than Linney for me. He's going to be a late developer, but he needs that fieriness. And some people used to try and take it out of Regan. I'd be like, nonsense. He needs that. He needs that. And, if he gets that, he'll be outstanding.
Can you make a player become, because Regan was always like that, as well as he develops as a footballer.
It's the one thing you can't coach. You've either got it in you or you haven't. He's got it in him when he wants to have it in him. I mean, that trick that he did towards the end was just outrageous. You know, when he's on it, Dante Gabbadon, he's on it, you know, but he'll get there. Listen, he's only, what, 18 months out of North West County's football, so he's going to get there. And he has got a big heart, Dante. He wants to do well. He loves playing for the footy club, but like all players, they want to go higher. And the one thing that gets you higher is to see that work rate on and off the ball and that aggression. And we'll get it out of him. It's in there somewhere, we'll get it out of him. But he's, like I said, we sat him down for 2 months and we weren't the same team. All of a sudden, you're a different team when Gabbadon plays.
Quite a common theme, because we've obviously given Aaron Bennett man of the match a few times. You always seem very critical of him. Are you pleased with the way... Is it because you're setting a high standard for him, basically?
Because he shouldn't be playing at this level. Because I hammer him and hammer him because he's a league footballer. And he knows what he's got to do in the off-season. He knows, you've seen how good he is today. Don't get comfortable at this level, because Bennett is such a good player. He's outrageously good. And, you know, he's committed for all next season. And if he's here, then brilliant. But he shouldn't be. He shouldn't be. And if we can get that, you know, if we can get him to the kilos that we want him to get to, you know, over the summer, then we've got an outstanding kind of maverick as a football player. But, you know, 12 months ago, he's in and around Championship football. Now he's in the NPL. So we've got to help him and get back to that. But we're a better side with him.
Nice impact from Charlie Ennis when he came on, as well as the opportunist goal. But, you know, just G everyone up.
He is your fine wine, isn't he? He absolutely is. I mean, we've left him out today because he didn't train all week. He pulled up with a tight calf, just fatigue on Tuesday. And we've got to manage Charlie's minutes. And, you know, he's a captain, he's a leader of the team. And you brought him on, and some of his passes, he broke up play. And then to finish the way he did, he gave the keeper the eyes. And they love him here. You know, they love him, and he's got a big part to play this season, next season, the one after. He keeps himself fit. And, you know, although he's not a back-to-back game player anymore, he's definitely got quality that we need.
And first consecutive league win since December. That must be pleasing as well, which is an amazing statistic given to us by Paul.
Come on, let me say it. Donoghue back, Jones back, Dante back. You know, I'll keep saying it. I'll keep saying the same things. You know, if we had had this side all season with our limitations that we've got behind the scenes, and we all know it, we'd be in a better league position. But we're not, and we've got to just pray sometimes to keep these players fit and active. And, you know, and we're going to be in the same position next season. You know, so we want to. We've shown we are a good side, James, when we've got these players out, and we've shown against not just Bayford today, but Macclesfield or Guiseley or Atherton. We're a good side. When we've got players at, and that's, it won't always go for you, but it does help you. We'll have to see how the situation develops tomorrow, because, you know, we could have given Buckley some minutes today, but I don't think we needed it. We'll have to see how Donoghue is after today, because he might be tight. But it's just good. It's good. And as a manager, when you can write them names on the board before the game, you feel more confident, you feel more at ease, and you feel that there's a better chance of getting a successful Saturday afternoon or Tuesday evening.
You touched on that, talking about players back. So Buckley, would you be tempted to give him a run at Whitby, or maybe save him for a better pitch? Did I just say?
The pitch, yeah. I mean, depending what the situation goes like. I want Jordan back. You know, Jordan is another one that needs a really good pre-season. Going to be a big, powerful centre-forward for us, you know, next season, and bring in more options. But listen, I didn't need to use Jordan today. I thought that the changes that we could do to put Keelan on and take Lewis Gilboy off, it's where we are. And, you know, we've got, what was it before today, James? Was it 4 games in 9 days? So we've got Whitby, the travel and the travel back, and then the game, and then the bank all the weekend. So all them lads are going to play minutes. Great to have Aaron Morris back today. You know, I'm gutted that we maybe didn't go 2 or 3 nil up earlier. I would have brought him on, but not to be. But he's got a big part to play, and Josh Askew's returned to the football club as well. So we've got numbers, and we've just got to manage them bodies between now and the end of the season.
And finally, what sort of game? Whitby 9 points off the playoffs, so they've got a lot to play for. They'll be going for a win. What kind of team do you see them? What sort of?
They're big, they're powerful. I like Nathan, the manager. They'll be well organised, well drilled. They'll be a set piece side. We know what we've got to do. They'll still see mathematically they can make the playoffs. But you know what, James? We've not just gone back to back in the league. We've won the European game as well. So, you know, it's 3 games on the spin. So we're going down there full of confidence. We know with no Charlie Oliver, so we know that's already, you know, going to be a change. But we're confident the dressing room's buzzing. We're going to all come up here together now. We'll send the video out tomorrow, we'll send the analysis out, and then we'll get ready for Whitby. But we'll enjoy another winning Saturday, because, you know, they have been sparse this season, but they're nice when they come along.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds there speaking to James following that excellent 2-0 win against Basford United on Saturday. As discussed, next up for the Reds will be that away match at Whitby Town on Tuesday night. Kick-off at the Turnbull Ground will be at 7:45 p.m. and if you cannot make the game in person, then we'll have full live commentary available on North Manchester 106.6 FM from 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday night. While FC United are back on the road again on Saturday, as FC United travel to the Moss Rose to take on Macclesfield. Kick-off on Saturday afternoon will be at 3 p.m. and we will of course have full live commentary from the game as well via the FC Radio website. Well, that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved in FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.